Black smoke rose over Conakry while shops in the main Medina market closed down. Angry young men ran through the streets carrying stones and brandishing pieces of wood. They said they would not accept the president's decision to dismiss a minister without consulting the prime minister. The dismissal and protest follow a controversial New Year's message signed by longstanding president Lansana Conte and posted on the website of Guinea's state news agency. It said the government of Prime Minister Lansana Kouyaté has been a disappointment in many areas, and that Guinea needs to shape up in its 50th year after independence. The now-fired communications minister, Justin Morel Jr., a close Kouyaté ally, responded to the New Year's message by reading a statement on state television, saying the words attributed to the president were written by extremists nostalgic for a past that no longer exists. Junior was fired Thursday by presidential decree and replaced by Issa Conde, until now the director of Guinea's National Press Agency. In December, President Conte signed a decree giving more control within the government to one of his closest allies, the presidency's Secretary General Sam Mamadi Souma. A regional analyst with Brussels-based crisis group Gilles Yabi says Mr. Kouyaté's power is quickly diminishing.
This is really the responsibility of the Prime Minister to coordinate the activity of the government. So from the early December, it was very clear that we have seen a kind of shifting of power from Prime Minister Lansana Kouyaté to President Lansana Conte again. Of course, we can expect some reaction from the population and the civil society and perhaps the trade union after the signs of President Lansana Conte regaining full power after the event of January and February 2006.
Mr. Kouyaté was named Prime Minister with expanded powers last year after violent union-led protests demanded that President Conte reduce prices on staple goods, improve services, and reduce his control of the government. Yabi says the current crisis comes as Mr. Kouyaté was finally starting to bring improvement to the daily lives of Guineans after a slow start where he spent most of his time abroad looking for aid.
There has been some clear improvement in social services, water, electricity, and all these issues were really the core reason of the general strike and the massive demonstration last year. So now we have a kind of mixed evaluation of the performance of Kouyaté's government. Clearly, we cannot talk about a real revolution, a kind of a real break from Conte's system, but this is also due to the fact that Prime Minister Kouyaté did not have full powers and he has to get the approval and the signature of President Conte for all decree.
The chain-smoking diabetic President Conte, who can barely walk, has been in power since a coup in 1984, followed by successive elections deemed by the opposition and foreign observers as fraudulent. New legislative polls are due this year. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.